If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
W261 AX, Pittsburgh.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Aetna Medicare Studios.
Proud to be the voice of Pittsburgh. 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
It is 36 degrees at Pittsburgh International at 9 o'clock. I'm Rob Taylor. A man is in the hospital after he fell from...
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Hey, when I heard this young man for the first time, I knew he knew exactly what this business was all about when it comes to taking care of your trees. He is a certified arborist, Troy Lampenfeld. He works for Carlos Greater Pitt Tree Service. And we're talking oak tree pruning. It's a significant thing you need to do this time of year as we're getting ready to roll into that month of November next weekend. So before we do anything, I want you to understand that this hour is all about you getting questions answered in real time about oak tree pruning and anything in the way of trees. This is a chance to talk to the guy. Plant care, health care when it comes to trees, your backyard, that landscape that you invest so much in of your time and money. So if you want to get a question in for our certified arborist, Troy Lampenfeld, now is the time to call. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. So without further ado, here he is. And I'll give you their number throughout the hour. You can call today, leave your name and number, and they will get back to you during business hours. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. So, Troy, great to have you back. The obvious question before we get into a bunch of questions is why now for oak trees is pruning the best time? Good morning.
Rob, good morning. Awesome to be back. Always is. Oak trees, yeah, the timing is very important on this one. It's one of those things that nature has a very specific plan as to when things are appropriate and when things aren't, and you know, when we're kind of meddling with things. You definitely want to make sure you're doing it at the right time for oak trees. The reason for that is kind of manifold. So for one, you want to make sure you're preventing disease infiltration into your trees. If you're pruning an oak tree in the middle of the summer, or if you're pruning an oak tree in spring, you know, late spring, you're putting that tree at extreme risk for the development of oak wilt. And the development of a variety of other diseases that the tree is just not, designed to be basically pruned during that time. It can be really, really negative for the tree generally. You can lose a tree in one season to oak wilt. A tree that's 100 years old, if you prune it in the middle of the summer and you meddle the wrong way, you can end up taking that tree out a year or two down the line, and that's a massive loss and a bit of a massive cost as well sometimes on these really, really big oak trees. But the timeline that we want to stick to generally, and it varies a little bit year to year based on the weather, is the dormant season for the tree. And the reason for that, like I said, is the prevention of oak wilt. And when we're looking at why that is prevented by pruning during this timeline, for one thing, the vectors of that disease are not active during that time, right? So all these beetles that are boring insects that are attracted to pruning wounds, these different types of insects that are going to carry fungus that cause oak wilt are not going to be active during the timeline that we're looking at in the dormant season, which is somewhere around mid to late November into very early March is basically the timeline that you have to get this done. So we are right on the deadline before we start our pruning season. We're getting right up to it, which is very exciting for me. I love doing oak trees, honestly. It's one of our biggest and main services in general. We have so many oak trees in Pittsburgh, and taking care of them brings me a lot of joy. I really enjoy seeing our guys do a good job on pruning for a mature oak, trying to keep these large, like valuable ornamental or valuable shade trees, rather, just intact for the city. And we do a ton of them, and I really do think we do a great job on them. But yeah, the pruning timeline has to be during the dormant season for the tree. That is imperative. When you're looking at, you know, a couple other things in terms of what pruning should look like, for one thing, you want to avoid, if possible, taking really, really large limbs off the tree. Obviously, sometimes it does have to happen if you haven't had a proper pruning plan, basically, for the tree in the past, and it's encroaching on buildings or something like that where it's dangerous. But in most cases, you want to avoid taking off major limbs off the tree just because you're going to leave a big, big wound, right? Anytime that we're pruning a tree, we're leaving wounds on that tree that the tree is responsible for covering over and, you know, not literally, but in effect healing from, right? So recovering from that pruning, you do want to make sure that you're leaving that tree the best case scenario, the best possible chances of recovering from that without any stress. So when we come out and we do an oak pruning, we're going through there and we're making very meticulous and detailed cuts on smaller limbs at a higher volume, basically a lot of smaller limbs as opposed to a few really large limbs. And you end up taking about the same amount of mass out of the tree, just in different ways. So you do want to make sure that the way that you do this is proper, because otherwise you're going to institute decay into the tree. You're going to potentially get some disease problems in the tree. And you might end up losing something that you cannot plant. These big oak trees around the city, especially the more mature ones in places like, you know, Swickley, Squirrel Hill, Shadyside, all these places with these beautiful mature trees that have been here for a long time, some of them over 100 years in the city. You really want to be careful about the way you maintain them, because if you're kind of, you know, going half speed on this, and you just kind of take whatever's going to come your way in terms of pruning, and somebody comes out and hacks a bunch of limbs off, it can cause some really serious damage, especially based on the timing. So making sure the timing is accurate, but also making sure that the way that you're making those cuts and the way that you're actively going through and doing the work is up to standard, up to, you know, the for our industry, there's what's called the ANSI, A-N-S-I, American National Standards Institute. The ANSI standards for pruning basically give us a good guideline as professionals to do large and mature tree pruning in a way that is going to be beneficial for the trees and is going to be safe on a day-to-day basis, so that we're, you know, we're practicing all of the best management practices in the industry to make sure that when we come out to your property, for one thing, everybody's going home safe and we're doing everything, you know, that we can to make this dangerous industry a lot safer. And for another thing, those trees are going to be better off when we leave than, you know, when we got there. And that's not always the case with pruning. A lot of people that, you know, and I'm not speaking poorly on anybody, but a lot of people don't know quite what they're doing when they're pruning. And a lot of the time they're doing more harm than good. So the way that you do it makes a huge, huge difference along with that timeline, Rob.
All right. Now, listen, this is the deal. We want you to call in and get all of your oak tree questions answered or anything about your tree. So all of our lines are available. Troy is here until 10 o'clock. We got him back. Carlos enjoying the weekend off. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. And if you want to set up an appointment, you want to cut right to the chase, you can call this number right now. Leave your first and last name and a working number. They can reach you throughout the week. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. But that key number today, right now, real time, to get those questions answered, to see where you stand, 866-391-1020. All right, let me get a break in here. We'll come back. Lots more to get to with Troy Lampenfeld. He, of course, works for Carlos at Greater Pitt Tree Service. And we're giving you the opportunity to talk about the wide open spaces, your garden spot of the world, that little place you call home that you work so hard for and pay a whole lot for. So you want to make sure this stuff stays happy, healthy, and safe. your tree questions right now. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or you can call them to set up an appointment, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Troy Lampenfeld, Greater Pitt Tree Service, back with more in a moment. Your Pratt Pack on a Sunday morning at KDKA.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back with Troy Lampenfeld, Greater Pitt Tree Service. He, of course, works with our buddy Carlos, and we're talking oak tree pruning or anything in the way of trees. The number to dial is 866-391-1020. And here's Mike in Washington for Troy Lampenfeld, our certified arborist of Greater Pitt Tree Service. Mike, good morning and welcome to KDK. What's your question?
Good morning. I have, it's not an oak tree, I'm sorry, but it's a silver maple. It's about 45 feet high. Is this a good time of year to have you guys come out and trim that down about half the size, just in case it falls on my house?
Well, this would be a great time to come out and get that tree pruned, but I will say trimming down about half the size, I would never recommend topping a tree, okay? So I know that might not be what you want to hear, but this is what I'll say to you. When you top a tree and you reduce it by that really serious amount, you're actually increasing the likelihood of failure in the future. So you'll top it, it'll grow back way faster than it would have initially. You'll get really large, heavy, weighty limbs up towards the top, and they'll be attached to really poorly attached, basically branch attachment points. You'll have a lot of decay in there, and they'll be way more likely to cause you damage. What you want to do to prevent failure on a tree that's large, especially like a silver maple that compartmentalizes poorly, what you want to do is take weight away from the ends and do tip weight reduction on the canopy, basically, and prune out anything that seems like it's going to be poorly attached to begin with. Making a proper plan for that type of tree to make sure that it's safe in the future is the difference between having that tree another 70, 80 years sitting there or longer, or potentially basically having that tree either fail sooner or be taken out altogether. So I would definitely recommend having myself or another certified arborist from our company come out and check you out, basically see what we can get you in terms of a pruning plan that's going to make you safer, make that tree happier. And I think right now is a great time to do it. We are moving into oak pruning season, so we're going to be, you know, booking up pretty soon, but we still have a couple of weeks left before we're fully in that season. So I would recommend giving us a call at the office and getting set up as soon as possible.
Okay, terrific. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Mike. Good stuff. Keep them coming, folks. 866-391-1020. So let's go back to, so you do the pruning this year to prevent this oak wilt, which comes through like April to June is when it's at its peak. My question to you is, say if somebody does get it between April through June, can you stop it, correct it, fix it? Or is it almost impossible to stop oak wilt when it's at its height, its peak of the season? Troy?
So there's a couple of things about this, actually. So we do preventative treatments for oak wilt on trees. You know, if you remember, we had that big storm at the end of April this year. I'm sure, you know, it's hard to forget. But that big storm tore apart a lot of really mature trees, really put some huge wounds on them right in the start of the summer, which is not a good time to have that going on. So on trees that had those types of big wounds, we were doing basically preventative injections of a fungicide that manages that disease, that manages oak wilt. So doing a preventative injection just straight into the root collar of the tree, basically the root flare of the tree, you want to get that in there if there's any kind of damage, or if you had somebody come out and prune your tree early in the year, and you weren't aware of this at the time, you know, it's not your fault there. It's a lot of the time It's kind of the professional's responsibility to educate you on this type of stuff. But if that's the case, you definitely want to either have the tree treated for preventative oak wilt, management, or if the tree has started to show symptoms, then you've got a little bit of a problem here. So there's two families of oak trees in general, like two main families, I would say. There's red oaks and there's white oaks. Red oaks including a northern red oak, a pin oak, and a black oak, and white oaks including like chickapin oaks, swamp white oaks, and burr oaks and white oaks, things like that. If you're looking at a red oak, which we can help you out with what's what, you don't need to be an expert on identification, but you know, if you're looking at your oak tree and it's been pruned during the summer and now it's starting to show a couple of negative signs where you're losing leaves or it's starting to droop through the canopy or it's starting to yellow in the middle of summer and all these different things. If it's a red oak and there's any symptoms at all, it's a very low chance that we're going to be able to save that tree. It gets extremely tricky once the tree is symptomatic. The success rate on that goes way, way down. On a white oak, you can have up to 30% loss of the canopy. So 30% of that whole canopy you can have lost to this disease already. And we can get in there and still have a pretty good chance of treating that tree and getting it back into good shape with oak wilt injections, basically. It has some curative properties, you would say. When we're looking at that type of infection. So the species of tree definitely matters. The timing and the way that you do the pruning definitely matters. But when you're looking at these trees, if they've had exposure to that, whether it be from storm damage or from pruning, or let's say you're running over the roots with a lawnmower all summer, there's definitely some chance that oak wilt could be a huge problem there. So you do want to get somebody out. I'd be happy to come out myself and check out basically if a preventative oak wilt injection is going to look to be the right thing for you. And a lot of the times it will be. If you do have multiple oak trees, and let's say you've got four or five red oaks and one has contracted oak wilt, you do need to act very fast. Basically, what you need to do there is treat all of the trees that have not been infected directly. And then the tree that has been infected directly, you need to dig a trench around it to cut the roots so that that tree cannot spread that disease through grafted roots. And then after all that is done, then you remove the tree that's basically been infected with oak wilt. So you've got some serious work to do on that type of stuff where if you do get oak wilt contracted, whether it be from, you know, an issue with pruning or storm damage, like I was saying, especially if you have a lot of oaks on your property, it can spell absolute disaster, both from a monetary perspective and from just an ecological perspective. You could lose one big tree can have a problem that is caused either by man-made intervention or by, you know, storm damage or whatever it is. And that can amplify itself and turn into the loss of many mature trees that are very valuable to a property. Imagine if you lose five oak trees on a property. It is a very different property. Not only is it, you know, harder to live in because you don't have the beauty and the benefits that this tree offers you, but also just from a logistical standpoint, the property value goes down. You know, these trees are very valuable, not only from a day-to-day life perspective, but also they do have monetary value. And sometimes people need to hear that to understand the gravity of the situation. But trees with houses with healthy, mature trees, especially like really large mature oak trees in these types of situations, they sell for up to 15% more on the market. There's been research on this. It's important to have mature trees on a property. It makes a massive difference, not only in that, but, you know, the obvious ecosystem functions. It's taking up carbon and cleaning the air. It's a mature oak tree can take over 50 gallons of water absorbed per day. So when you're looking at flood prevention, having an oak tree in your yard, especially like a pin oak that loves water, a willow oak or something like that, they're going to be your best line of defense possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, there's just the shade and everything like that. These trees are valuable, and making sure you take care of them properly and invest in them, you know, as the valuable thing that they are, it is important.
It's very important, no doubt. Listen, we got to get to a break. We're going to take one. We got people waiting in the wings. Linda, Bellevue, you're coming up. Anybody else? 866-391-1020. Oak tree pruning, the topic of conversation. And if you want to get that appointment set up, all you do today is dial this number, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. That's 412-884-8733. Coming up next hour, it's Accurate Solutions. Then we've got a jam-packed two-hour edition of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. My old buddy, the former coach of the University of Pittsburgh, Walt Harris, is going to drop by today. Pitt getting a big win yesterday, and that freshman quarterback, he is the first, Mason Heinsohn, the first freshman quarterback in over 30 years to show the throw for over 400 yards in a single game. So that's a big story. We'll talk about that. Also, Jerry Schmidt. Duquesne lost a tough one to Wagner. Jerry Schmidt will be here for his weekly visit. And then we pick our weekly winners against the spread as the Steelers are getting ready for a primetime game tonight at AccuSure Stadium against Green Bay. All of that to come on KDK with your Pat Pack. Stay with us.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back with our certified arborist from Greater Pitt Tree Service. He works with our buddy Carlos, of course. He's Troy Lampenfeld. The phones are very busy today. We're talking about oak tree pruning. It's that time of year, but if you have anything in the way of trees on your mind, give any question about trees, give us a call, 866-391-1020. And again, if you want to call them directly to set up an appointment, you can actually do that today, right now as we speak. Leave your first and last name and a working number that they can reach you throughout the week during business hours, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Here's Linda in Bellevue. Hey, Linda, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate this. I have tree roots interfering with my driveway. How can I cut these roots down without killing the tree? And it's a silver maple.
Well, that's a complicated one. That's something where it does depend how close the tree is to the driveway. And it does kind of depend on how you do it here. So before we get into it, I do want to ask, how big is the tree and how close is it to the driveway?
Oh, probably about 4 or 5 feet away from the driveway, and it's very high.
Okay, 4 or 5 feet away from the driveway. Depending on, the specifics of it, we'd have to come out there and check it out. But there are options for this type of stuff where if it is far enough away and it's a reasonable position where they're not structurally important roots, you can basically dig a trench next to the driveway with what's called an air spade. So really highly compressed air, the same thing we would use for a root collar excavation. You can trench out there, and then if it is causing severe interference with the driveway or with whatever it is, you can make clean cuts on some of those roots and try to direct it in different ways to make it so that it's not quite as much of an interference. But a lot of the time you do have to be very careful about that because cutting roots can be very, very detrimental to a tree. So if we were going to do that, I'd definitely have to come out there and check it out to see if it's useful to do that. And if we were going to do that and make any kind of cuts on the roots, what you need to do for root pruning and root surgery basically is put a plant growth regulator on the tree to make it so that the tree has more available energy to dedicate to root growth in the future in different directions after you've done the corrective pruning and put a root barrier in that area between there and the driveway, basically around 2 to 3 feet down into the soil where at that point you won't have any more tree roots basically below there that are causing you any kind of issues. You would just put straight, sometimes a plastic barrier people will do, as a root barrier to make it so that it grows away from that area in the future. So there's some options, but we do have to get a little bit more specific on
what this job would look like, what the property looks like. So if you call us out there, I can try to get you some solutions and see if that'll make sense. Outside of that, if it does look like cutting those roots is going to kill the tree, then it's more of a position where you would have to focus on removal, unfortunately, if you are really dedicated to, you know, keeping the driveway that way or potentially redesigning the driveway, whatever it is. But we definitely have some options. I would say having somebody out there directly is going to be the best way to figure that out, though.
What about trees that are now lifting up sidewalks? Is that in the same situation?
It's a lot of the time in a similar situation, but those trees are oftentimes planted either as city trees or close enough to the sidewalk where if you were going to cut the roots to that tree, you would be causing serious, serious damage. And a lot of those city trees are in very small areas for the roots. Like you'll see a tree that's 60, 70 foot tall at least in the city that has maybe five by 4 foot of root space, which is just not enough for that large of a tree. So cutting any of those roots to begin with is an absolute death sentence for the tree in a lot of ways. So that type of stuff, it becomes a little bit more complicated because it gets onto the city side of things, onto the municipal side of things, where you do want to maintain mature shade trees in the city. It's extremely important to do that. But sometimes our selection of species isn't as proper as it should be. So we'll have a big tree where a big tree shouldn't be. And that's something that we have to do better in the future. But it doesn't mean that we should be cutting down those trees because they're lifting the sidewalk up. They do offer so much value to the city that there is probably in every case, I would say, a better option to either, you know, extend the area that the tree has to grow the roots or change the way that the sidewalk works around it. There's a lot of different options, but cutting roots that close to the trunk, if you're within a certain area, depending on the size of the tree, you're really going to cause some serious issues that'll end up costing more money and that will lose you the tree in the long run.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Linda.
Of course, Linda. Yeah.
We appreciate the call, and believe me, this is all about the city, and no one knows this region better than Carlos and Troy and the folks at the Greater Pitt Tree Service. So pick up the phone, give them a call, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Oak tree pruning, the main topic, but anything on your mind in the way of trees. But we've had a very busy hour, and there's still a segment and a half to go. So if there's anybody else out there that has a question, now would be the time to give us a call. You know, the last time that Carlos was with us last week, we were talking a little bit about this. And I said I recently went to my son's house, who's about your age, and he's got these three massive oak trees in the back of his yard. And I know the landscape because I grew up, you know, spending time with my aunt and uncle just around the bend. And, of course, I lived in that community for a long time. And I never realized how big those trees were. And you were talking about the city, some of the great places like Squirrel Hill and others, that these trees, Troy, have been around for 100 years. They are massive. So disease is one thing, but as I know that we're heading towards winter, heavy snowfalls, high winds, more than anything, the reason you want Greater Pitt Tree Service to come out is the risk factor. Because if one of these behemoth oak trees fall on your house, it's roof time, it's window time, it's structure time. So if not for anything else, if you have these massive oak trees and you haven't had anybody look at them or prune them in recent times, now's the time to get it done. Because it may cost you a little, but it's going to cost you a whole lot more if those trees come tumbling down.
And that's the truth, Robin. I mean, making sure that you prune these trees properly can be the difference between a tree that is so well adapted that it can manage storms like that one that we saw in April and heavy ice and you know, windstorms through the winter. And poor pruning can lead you to a position where the tree is actually weaker than it would be without any kind of management. So making sure that you get it done right is not only the difference between, you know, spending money to get a good job done to prevent what would naturally happen. It's also avoiding spending money to make yourself at worse risk. You know, if you're hiring somebody that doesn't know what they're doing on this type of stuff, you are really putting yourself in a worse position than you started out in. Because if they're pruning this tree and they're lion-tailing it and, you know, causing a bunch of different issues with the structure of the tree and they don't really know what they're cutting, they can make it way more likely that this tree is going to fail, that it's going to cause you property and structural damage to your home, or potentially cause you, you know, some serious damage to yourself, God forbid. But, you know, when you're looking at this type of stuff, a mature tree with a proper pruning management plan, where we're taking out dead and diseased limbs, limbs with poor attachment, and then reducing tip weight from the outsides of the tree and doing everything properly, according to the standards, according to, you know, all the research that's been done in the past 30, 40 years on tree maintenance and arboriculture and all these different things. When we're doing that, we're really trying to make sure that these trees are in it for the long haul. You know, so having pruning done well on your tree can be the difference between having a tree another 50 or 60 years or potentially losing that tree within a season or two. So it seems like it's a small decision because it's a yearly maintenance type of thing or every 5 or 6 year maintenance type of thing. But oftentimes it's a very impactful decision on the long term as in regards to what happens to the tree overall. So making sure that they're maintained properly can not be of any more importance, honestly. It's yeah. Very important to make
well. And here's the other thing. They take a long time to get as high as they do, and the beautiful umbrella-like leaves and how they just drape your backyard for shade and, you know, sunlight and all the things that you want them to do. But aesthetically, that's why you have them. That's why you plant them. So to remove one of them, let's face it, the majority of us, my age for sure, are not going to be around long enough to enjoy their beauty. So my thought process as we get ready to go to break is to tell folks about the plant tree healthcare that you have and how you guys can come out on a regular basis throughout the calendar year, and you can stay ahead of this stuff so you can get all the beauty that you want and deserve. But more importantly, you know where you stand every couple of months. So in my opinion, that would be the smartest thing for anybody to do when it comes to these things that they love so much in their backyard and front yard.
It's true. It's very valuable to have somebody out there checking those trees out, who knows what they're doing, not only to get you a proper pruning plan, but also if there are signs of oak wilt on a white oak early, catching that can be the difference between losing the tree and keeping it. And like you said, Rob, these trees are big and pretty old. And honestly, if you were to plant an oak tree right now, I probably won't live to see it in maturity. You know, like it's a very tricky thing where you cannot plant that. You cannot get that back if you lose one of those really, really mature trees. It takes up to 75 years for an oak tree to hit full maturity in a serious way. So, you know, when you're doing this, having us out there, whether it be on a plant healthcare program where we can come out and inspect your trees, get them a custom fertilization plan, do insect and disease prevention on mature trees and on smaller trees and shrubs around the property, just while we're there, get everything really working fine-tuned together. That type of stuff makes it so that that overall maintenance keeps you those trees in the long term. It makes it a lot more valuable for the property. It makes it so that you don't have to worry nearly as much when it comes to safety, because somebody who does this every day is out there checking these trees out and can give you a strong opinion on them when I'm out there. If it's me personally, which oftentimes it would be, you know, I can definitely keep the homeowner informed to make sure that those trees are safe, they're healthy, and they're offering you the value that they should be in the position that they are.
All right, good stuff. We'll come back. I got a couple of more things for Troy. And if you have a question or two, Troy from Greater Pitt Tree Service, give us a call. Number is 866-391-1020. One more segment, then we get ready for the news at 10. It's 412-884-TREE. Their number, 412-884-8733. Greater Pitt Tree Service. Always enjoy our time with our certified arborist, Troy. Coming back with Mr. Lampenfeld in just a couple of moments on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, just a couple more minutes with Troy Lampenfeld, certified arborist, works with our buddy Carlos at Greater Pitt Tree Service. Again, their number 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. You can tell this guy gets more calls than me and Carlos, so he's the brains of the outfit. We had a great show today, lots of good calls, basically on the same topic. But I wanted to give you folks a chance here in the final segment. We just have a handful of minutes. If there's anything else on your mind in the way of trees, feel free to give us a call. Now, in the weeks and months to come as we roll through the year and head into next year. Just some things to think about. So here we are, Troy. We're a couple of weeks away before the snow starts to fly, and obviously we need to get you out there to do what you do. But how can you actually protect your trees from snow and ice moving forward? Give me some of your thoughts on that. Go ahead.
So there's a couple of different things. From pruning, obviously, is one way, cutting out smaller limbs on the edges that have a lot of leverage at the end of the tips of branches. If you know anything about physics, the length of a lever arm is what determines how much torque can be placed on something, right? So a small amount of weight very far out on a lever arm can be extremely impactful on the weight. So reducing a little bit of that tip weight can be really important on pruning. But when you're looking at something like stabilizing a union on a tree that's a little bit, shall we say, less than ideal, you know, if you have a union on a tree and I come out there to check this tree out and that union looks a little bit unstable, we can do something basically cabling the tree. Cabling and support systems can be very valuable for preventing failure under normal conditions for a tree, whether it be a dynamic cable or a static cable. There's two different types, and they have a little bit different functions why we would use them in different cases. But cabling a tree can be pretty valuable for that, too, on damage prevention. And it also holds the tree together, so even if it's not a direct risk to something, it can definitely help the tree out in terms of preserving the larger structure of the tree and preventing big storm damage. So we have a lot of different options. You know, we're full service in a very true sense, where when it comes from, you know, whether it's removal of trees and pruning of trees or doing support systems and cabling to try to optimize the structural stability of the tree, to doing plant health care work, to doing soil work, where we come out and on these big oak trees, it's extremely valuable to get root collar excavations and double check basically the critical root zone right around the base of the tree, about 6 to 8 feet out from the base of that tree. Decompacting that soil and getting the tree effectively a better place to live. A lot of people in the industry will kind of call that or will liken it to repotting a tree. So if you think of a tree like a really big house plant, it's basically like repotting the tree, giving it a little bit of space for the roots to grow into, you know, soil that is loose and fertile and basically well-to-do for the tree. So there's a ton of different options. The best thing you can do in terms of tree care preventatively to make sure that your trees are in good shape is make sure that they are healthy and make sure that you have somebody out there to check them out for structural stability. So if you were to give us a call and have me out to the property, we can either get you an estimate for work. We can get you a risk assessment, an official risk assessment, as I'm a tree risk assessment qualified through International Society of Arboriculture, or we can help you get a plan set up to take care of the health of the trees in the long term. So whatever your needs are, we've got you covered. Give us a call and get us out there. I appreciate it.
Listen, I got to tell you, I envy you being out amongst the fresh air every day with your incredibly hardworking crew. And I know Carlos is investing in local communities, buying lunch for the crew. He's known people his whole life growing up in Greenville, and you're a part of Western Pennsylvania. But you got to admit, even though the leaves are falling and these trees are going dormant, and you have to do the rake thing, cleaning up all the leaves, this is a magical time in Western Pennsylvania. I got about a minute, but being that you're out there and you're with nature every day, being a certified arborist, this must be a very special time, especially for you, so up close and personal, Troy.
It's a beautiful time. This is, you know, I love my job actually a lot, a way that I think is very rare among young people and very rare in general. I enjoy every single day that I go to work. I have, you know, I got the best office in the world. I go out and I look at trees all day. I couldn't complain if I tried to.
Listen,
it's a beautiful time, and you know I appreciate every moment of it.
Well, we appreciate you. You did a fantastic job today. Lots of good input, and I know a lot of people are going to be following up and making a call and setting up an appointment, and they're going to have a chance to meet you in person. We'll do it again real soon. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Rob. You have a good day.
All right, Troy Lampenfeld, man, I tell you, he's my son Robbie's age. It's amazing. They're like separated from birth. They're so highly intelligent. My son's in cybersecurity. He's doing what he's doing. I got to tell you, the future is bright. especially with Greater Pitt Tree Service and a young man like Troy Lampenfeld and his boss, a good guy, Carlos. All right, again, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. I'm going to get like a brief hour to breathe and get something to eat, and then we're going to ramp it up. You don't want to miss today's edition of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Two of the finest. We've got former Pitt coach Walt Harris, my longtime friend, and Jerry Schmidt of the Duquesne Dukes, all still to come, KDKA.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.